Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The Bruin decision, it was groundbreaking. And it made it very clear that the state cannot use subjective criteria to determine who is allowed to exercise their Second Amendment right. You're born with it, period. And that was, after all, what was the heart of the case. People couldn't get carry permits because they didn't have what issuing authorities felt was good cause to get a permit. And Bruin changed that. And yet, as Reason.com's Jacob Sullum points out, anti-gun states are doing it all over again. After the Supreme Court upheld the right to bear arms last month, some states promptly complied with the ruling by eliminating subjective requirements for carrying a gun in public. Other states, and I'll be kind here, they're dragging their feet or they're refusing to acknowledge the decision's implications. And this was actually, this whole case centered around New York, and of course New York is the big violator. The court said New York had violated the Second Amendment by requiring proper cause to carry handguns for self-defense. Which, that was a standard that gave the local officials a very wide discretion to reject carry permit applications. But the anti-gun politicians have other tricks up their sleeves, including similarly vague standards and bans on firearm possession in specific locations that will invite further litigation to vindicate a fundamental right guaranteed by the Constitution. So, they did eliminate in New York the proper cause requirement, but specifies a long list of sensitive locations where gun possession is a felony punishable by up to 4 years in prison. So these restrictions will make it impractical on the good side and legally perilous on the other side for many permit holders to actually exercise the right recognized by the court. In addition to listing a myriad of places where the permit holders may not carry guns, the New York law bans guns in all private establishments open to the public unless they post conspicuous signs announcing that they are deviating from the default rule. And that will be a step many business owners will be reluctant to take. I don't know why. I mean, if you were to get out there and say, guns welcome, you wouldn't have people rolling up and stealing people's watches off their wrists while they're sitting there eating outdoors. A bill backed by California Governor Gavin Brillcream Newsom and Attorney General Rob Bonta takes a similar approach. New York's law, and this is where things, this is where these really good ideas make that, they finally complete that circle and bite everybody on the fourth point of contact. The New York law retains a requirement that permit applicants demonstrate good moral character, an assessment that includes perusing their social media posts. See, I know that anybody born maybe in mid-90s, anybody born after that, you don't know about the world before social media. Before social media, we didn't know that much about each other. Since we have social media, we now know too much about each other. Way too much about each other. That's, you know, beside the point. Bonta, and in California, likewise maintains that California's good moral character standard remains constitutional, and he suggests that controversial opinions could be disqualifying. So, you know, the good moral character thing is constitutional. I say so. And if you don't agree with me, well, you obviously don't have good moral character. Now, to be clear, Bruin does leave the door open for suitability requirements, but it's also quite clear that such requirements need to be objective and constitutional. And what we're seeing from New York and California is neither of those things. And this is a little more than the anti-gun states willfully ignoring the Bruin decision in such a way that it merely appears they're adhering to the court's ruling, but they're not. And if they were, they would at least try to understand the underlying principle behind Bruin, and that the right to keep and bear arms is this individual right that cannot be denied to law-abiding adults. And instead, people like New York Governor Kathy Hochul and California Governor Gavin Newsom are intent on denying that right to as many Americans as they possibly can, especially the ones that live in their borders. And they also think that we should all be this way, too, because we're so lax. They looked at Bruin and thought they saw an opening, but now they're going to exploit that perceived opening to such a degree that this will end up in front of the Supreme Court again. And only this time, even that little sliver of hope for gun grabbers is going to be ripped away. Gun grabber, listen, anti-liberty leftists. When we give you an inch, we're not giving you a grid square. We're giving you an inch. And if you exceed that inch, we'll take that away. The Constitution sees to that. Now, thankfully, I don't live in New York or California, so I don't have to worry about this. I feel bad for the people in California or New York. But at the same time, I got to ask the people of California and New York, who did you vote for last time? If you're in New York and you voted for Cuomo, congratulations, you got what you asked for. If you're in California, and they just had Newsom up for recall and didn't get far enough to recall him, congratulations, you got what you voted for. I'm sorry it's not freedom. I wish it were with all my heart. Now, and I'm not complaining about what's going on in these states, because everything that's going on right now that is the big, wide-open wake-up call for everybody in America to look at the left and say, oh, this is what you guys are really about. You know, like that, I don't remember the representative's name, but she was like, you know, I have a Chevrolet Volt, which is an electric car. I drove right by those gas stations that were $6 a gallon, didn't even have to stop anywhere. Nope, didn't have to stop nowheres. Now, never mind, they don't ever tell you what it costs to go charge your car full of full charge electric car. So there's right now a lot of people that are less than pleased. Hochul and Newsom, for example, and a lot of others as well. And luckily, none of the displeased will be the kind of people whose happiness is relevant to me, for example. And so we'll have that. I've got that going for me, right? I've got that going. I don't have to worry about them being happy. I couldn't care less if Hochul and Newsom are happy. What I care about is innocence. And what I care about is people that obey the law. I care about mothers and dads and elderly and females and all this other stuff. That's what I care about. And in the same moment, while they're out there saying, we're going to do something to keep people safe, when somebody does get killed, why isn't Chicago the epicenter of the anti-gun movement? Why isn't Chicago, or any of those big blue cities in those 75 counties, why isn't one of those places the epicenter of the Black Lives Matter movement? Now, you know, I sit out and I go, all lives matter. That means all the black lives, too. And, you know, there's lots of innocent black lives that get taken every day. It's not just gangbangers. But they get killed in a crossfire. Why aren't they setting up their little epicenter tents and having their little protests in the middle of Crack Central? Go roll that way. Go hang out with the Bloods and Crips and get them to disarm. And maybe it'll become a basketball league. I'll believe you then. But until then, you know, what they think and their unhappiness or happiness is irrelevant to me. All I care about is freedom and taking care of innocence. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tractor.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then. Despite his gun control law, which just got signed, and Supreme Court's Bruin decision, President Joe Biden wants to ban guns. He wants more gun control. He has demanded that Congress reinstate the failed 1994 assault weapons ban to usher in a new era of strict gun control to deny law-abiding citizens their Second Amendment rights. And in his typical Joe Biden-ness, he said, "We're living in a country awash in weapons of war. I only wish. I am determined to ban these weapons again in high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds and let mass shooters fire 500s of bullets in a matter of minutes. I'm going to stop it until we do. I'm not going to stop until we do it." Now, what he's referring to is the same 10-year federal ban on both modern sporting rifles and magazines with a carrying capacity over 10 cartridges that the CDC concluded did little or nothing to reduce crime. The Department of Justice found in their own assessment that if the ban is renewed, the impact on gun violence is likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. And that's because the DOJ's annual Uniform Crime Report consistently shows that murders from all rifles, not just semi-automatic magazine-fed rifles, are less than that of murders committed with knives and clubs and fists. Even the left-leaning PolitiFact rated that mostly true after parsing the data and noted that some murder reports don't include the type of weapon used in a murder. But facts and the Constitution be damned. President Biden wants his failed solution back, and he wants it now. And it's really not surprising that this is what he wanted. The NSSF warned it was coming back in 2019. When then-candidate Biden said from the debate stage, "Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers." And, you know, when he was speaking at the White House Rose Garden, he claimed the recent bipartisan Safer Communities Act was real progress, but more has to be done, which what that actually means is that everything we've passed up to this point hasn't worked, isn't going to work, isn't stopping anything, and we need more. And no matter how much more they get, it's not going to stop anything. And then he then blamed the firearm industry for indifference. I mean, we all know a lot of reasons. Gun lobby, gun manufacturers, special interest money, the rise of hyperpartisan tribal politics in the country, where we don't debate the issues on the merits, and we just rather turn on each other from our corners and attack the other side. Which is an interesting perspective to take. All of this, of course, ignores reality. The firearm industry has been leading on bringing true gun safety to the forefront. True gun safety is a different thing altogether. There's something called the Real Solution Safer Communities campaign, which includes the DOJ, the ATF partnerships to prevent illegal straw purchases and improve security at firearms retailers. The firearm industry's Project Child Safe initiative has provided over 40 million free firearm safety kits, including locking devices, for over 15,000 law enforcement agencies in all 50 states and 5 U.S. territories. It was the NSF that got out there and said, "Let's fix the NICS," which then inspired the Fix NICS Act, which compelled federal agencies and incentivized states to submit all disqualifying records to the FBI, so the NICS is actually accurate. This matters not to your president. Instead, he spreads fear and fumbles through the facts. He claimed a 9mm bullet blows the lung out of the body. And this followed his previous demands that 9mm handguns, among the most, you know, I've got a you know, I'm surrounded by them right now, should also be banned. And now Vice President Kamala Harris is pushing for a ban on any firearm that's intentionally designed to kill. That is a remarkably stupid statement coming from a lawyer who served as her state's attorney general and on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. She probably needs to be forgiven her student loans because she obviously learned nothing. Maybe she hasn't had that time to read that Bruin decision in which the Supreme Court held, again, that the Second Amendment protects the pre-existing right to keep and bear arms for self-defense. Which might mean you might have to kill somebody sometimes in self-defense. And he's also, Biden also is willfully ignoring the fact that Americans of every race and every creed and color and all walks of life, shape, you know, male, female, they're all purchasing guns in record numbers. In 2020, 2021, 14 million new people bought guns. Background checks for the sale of guns shattered previous records in 2020, over 21 million. Another 18.5 were done in 2021. For 35 months straight, there have been over 1 million background checks for gun sales. A recent NPR Ipsos poll, which is surprising that they found this and actually stated it, said that not even half of gun owners would entertain the idea of a ban on semi-automatics. Ipsos Senior Vice President Chris Jackson said this survey of American gun owners harbors deep distrust of government, suggesting the barriers that exist to more actions on guns. Jerome Davis, a black American pastor running for Congress in Arizona, released a television ad showing why Americans need the choice to protect themselves with a semi-automatic rifle. He said in his ad, Democrats like to say you don't need that for self-defense, but what if I'm facing a bunch of Democrats in the KKK? But, you know, President Biden wants to eliminate your choice. He wants to eliminate, he wants to take away from you your ability to skillfully defend yourself. Vice President Harris wants anything that could be killed to be banned. And the guns are the first part. But through all of this, it all comes down to controlling you. I don't just say that at the end of the show to sound like, hey, Bill's so smart. I say that because they really just want to control you. Simple. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal grand jury is indicting the alleged supermarket shooter in Buffalo, New York. Peyton Gendron will be charged with 14 hate crime violations and 13 firearms offenses connected to the mass shooting at a Tops grocery store in May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Over the 4th of July weekend, Gadsden County in Florida reported 19 overdoses of fentanyl, 9 of which were fatal. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says the amount of fentanyl being smuggled across the border deserves more attention. He also shares with Fox and Friends his reaction to the overdoses in Gadsden.
They had a mass casualty event, you know, over a dozen, maybe two dozen young people contaminated drugs that were used, and they had this massive fentanyl overdose problem over the weekend there. It's a horrifying crisis.
Some 550 women who claim they were assaulted by Uber drivers are suing the ride-hailing service. A lawsuit filed says female passengers in a number of states were kidnapped, sexually assaulted, sexually battered, raped, falsely imprisoned, stalked, harassed, or otherwise attacked by Uber drivers. The company has not responded to the allegations. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. The classic definition of the word chutzpah has always been someone who kills his own parents and throws himself on the mercy of the court because he's an orphan. But yesterday, a prominent new example of chutzpah was on display at the Hill website, where every town for gun safety president John Feinblatt tried to take a victory lap despite having just suffered the worst defeat for gun control in generations. He is Michael Bloomberg's main minion who oversees every town as well as the hoplophobic harridans at the Moms Demand Action. He penned an op-ed to rally the troops on the day that the superannuated president held that what amounted to a pep rally for the White House to celebrate the passage of the first gun control bill in decades. Feinberg hailed the Bipartisan Safety Communities Act as a great victory for the cause of gun safety and claimed that the passage of the Cornyn-Murphy gun control bill is evidence of the gun control of the industry's long-sought dominance over the NRA. He attributes the big win to superior grassroots organizing, aided, of course, by billions from Michael Bloomberg. And we get this. After Bloomberg left office, we joined forces with grassroots gun safety group Moms Demand Action and created Every Town for Gun Safety. Together, along with Students Demand Actions, Every Town now has nearly 10 million supporters, which makes us double the size of the NRA. But we're not just bigger than the NRA, we're also louder. In the run-up to the vote on the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, Republican Senator Todd Young reported receiving 10 constituent calls in support of the bill for every one call against, and he ended up voting for the bill. Now, set aside the fact that the NRA actually has 4.5 million paying members, while the fine black 10 million is comprised of likes and followers on social media. And he actually has the cojones to take credit for the natural cycle in America's electoral politics has been a fact of life for more than half a century. Namely, the party of the current president loses seats in Congress in the midterm elections. He also credits himself and his boss's money for this naturally occurring phenomenon in 2018. He says a turning point came in the 2018 midterms elections when Everytown outspent the NRA by nearly $14 million. The NRA, recognizing its own toxicity, scrubbed its website of all candidate grades, but that wasn't enough to save them from a big electoral loss in federal races. Everytown endorsed candidates defeated NRA endorsed candidates 77% of the time. Finally, he claims that he and his fellow civilian disarmament advocates have worked like beavers to chip away at the NRA's brand. We set about exposing the gun lobby's incompetence, corruption, and hypocrisy, and the nation's regulators have taken note. And today's NRA is spending more money on legal fees than political campaigns. Now, when you're bankrolled by a guy who is a billionaire, you don't have to worry about, you know, some sort of suit, Italian suit scandal taking hold of anything, of course, because dude's also going to buy whatever he wants whenever he wants to buy it, because that's the cool thing about being a billionaire. He's not even spending his interest he's making on his investments. And he may have spent mega bucks to try to further the cause of limiting the Second Amendment right in the United States in the last decade. But nobody's done more to sully the brand of the NRA and drain its resources than its own executives and board. And Feinblatt taking credit for this is downright laughable. So in other words, in his op-ed, he is unironically attempting to take credit for both normal electoral cycles that have been a fact of political life since World War II and Wayne LaPierre's grasping greed and corruption. But there's a problem, because what he fails to mention at all, though, is that aside from a handful of prominent desperate redoubts, individual gun rights in America have never been in a stronger position. Never. Never, ever. Law-abiding citizens in half the states no longer have to go hat in hand asking a government functionary for permission to carry a firearm. And Americans have been buying guns, millions of them, for the first time in their lives, at a record pace for more than 2 years. And the number of people who own a gun and value their right to do so has never been higher. And then there's that pesky Bruin decision, the biggest victory for gun rights in living memory. And we don't have to remind Mr. Feinblatt that particular lawsuit was brought and financed by the National Rifle Association's New York affiliate. So while the NRA may not be quite as big a beast and as powerful as it has been in the past years, due in no part to Feinblatt or anybody outside the NRA, reports of the death of the NRA are greatly exaggerated. Another convenient exclusion from the op-ed is the fact that the Bruin ruling already is, the basis now for challenging and probably toppling a range of gun control laws that have stood for decades. And laws like assault weapon bans and magazine capacity limits and open carry bans and gun owner registration and firearm purchase waiting periods and bans on gun sales to adults under 21 and many more are now in serious legal jeopardy thanks to the court finally treating the right guaranteed by the Second Amendment as being equal to the other enumerated rights. Feinblatt can't talk about that, though, because that might discourage all the troops that like their Facebook page. And instead, his job now is to try to keep morale up and the dollars flowing into the civilian disarmament industrial complex. Aside from the Bloomberg bucks, which of course are secure, and that's why he's claiming credit for victories they had no part in ensuring a gun control bill, parts of which will itself be challenged and likely ruled unconstitutional under Bruin. It's actually quite the little sad little display he's got going on. But it's really all that he has right now. All that he has. Remember one thing about anything a leftist does. A leftist is going to project. They're going to project strength. You know, they've all read Sun Tzu. They all know about this kind of stuff and all these other fine things. It's going to project strength when they are weakest. And right now, the anti-gunners are at their weakest. The law they actually passed, the BCSA, or the BSCA, or whatever it is, heavy on the BS, one thing that Alan Gottlieb at Second Amendment Foundation points out is that this is essentially already done. As far as the red flag laws, the states that want them, have them. And all the people running these states that are, red states, they want to stay in charge because there's no politicians out there that you can ever run into that's going to tell you, I don't want to do this. So, we're not going to see a rush to the gates to be the first ones to get that new incentive money. We're not going to see that. So, and the other part, the enhanced background check, I don't even know what that's going to look like. I don't think they do either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolsters.com. In New York State, a new law set to take effect in September that requires anybody applying for a license to carry a concealed weapon in New York, they have to hand over access to their social media accounts. This is reigniting a debate over keeping people safe versus respecting a person's right to privacy. Now, the very evil New York Governor Kathy Hochul says that this is just another tool to keep New Yorkers safe, but many are pushing back on the law, including the New York State Sheriff's Association. Executive Director of the New York State Sheriff's Association, Peter Kehoe, wants to be clear. Sheriffs across the state want to keep guns away from people who could be dangerous. We certainly support any of these laws that accomplish that, but we're also mindful of the constitutional rights of our citizens who elect sheriffs. Kehoe says some of the gun laws recently signed by the governor go too far, including the social media review requirement. Starting April the 1st, concealed carry permit applicants will have to hand over access to the last 3 years of social media activity. I wouldn't even know how to compile that. Kehoe says in order to exercise your constitutional right to a concealed carry weapon, you must let the government rummage around in all the stuff you've ever said to see if there's anything that we don't like. Who's going to do this? I mean, New York State is a pretty big gun state. If you get away from New York City. And Kehoe says agencies don't have the time or money to enforce this, and he believes it infringes on rights. And he also emphasizes there's no gauge for what they're looking for once the accounts are turned over. When asked if he thinks local law enforcement will look at the social media accounts, Kehoe agreed, saying exactly. So again, it's putting an impossible burden on law enforcement. They're telling us that we've got to do something that we don't have the resources to do. Kehoe also echoed the same sentiment as others, saying there's no input from law enforcement when laws like this are crafted. He said the Sheriff's Association works to share its opinions with the Division of Criminal Justice Services and other state officers. We work well with people at that level, but they don't have control of what the legislature is going to do, said Kehoe. The governor's office has not said whether or not they'll be giving resources or money to help enforce these new laws. I would think they probably aren't planning on doing it. Let's go across the country now. In a run-up to what is likely to be a 2024 presidential bid, Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom hit upon the bizarre idea of boasting in commercials that California is America's true free state. And part of his ad campaign is to attack Florida. Currently run by Newsom's possible rival, Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And yet, with the most burdensome regulations and high tax rates, Newsom's California is arguably the most unfree state in the union. In return for the steep costs, the state's public institutions and infrastructure and services are among the country's worst. California's once vaunted freeway system is near the bottom of all state comparisons. California's Highway 99, which runs the length of the Central Valley, is one of the deadliest roads in America based on miles driven. Over half the nation's homeless crowd that state's major cities. Half the nation's homeless. One-third of America's welfare recipients are flooded into the state. A fifth of the resident population lives below the poverty line. Well over a quarter of Golden State residents were not born in the United States. California public school test scores consistently fall among the bottom 10 states. San Francisco has the highest per capita property crime rate in the country. They have recently recalled San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin, and his soon-to-be-recalled L.A. counterpart George Cascone have really nearly ruined their cities. And both are iconic of multi-billionaire George Soros' nationwide effort to undermine the entire criminal justice system. State residents are not free to drive safely because of their decrepit freeways. They're not free from filthy and toxic sidewalks or dangerous physical assault in their major cities. Public school children are not free to enjoy competitive educations. San Franciscans are not free to park their cars without fearing that they will be vandalized or stolen. The destruction of those freedoms, of just the freedom of, you know, just peace of mind for normal life, is in direct proportion to the confiscatory taxes that the state collects, the highest bracket of income and gasoline taxes in the nation, among the highest sales taxes and property taxes that soar due to inflated assessments in spite of a 1978 state constitutional amendment. Right now, California, which by itself would probably be one of the top economies on the planet, faces brownouts due to the long-standing deliberate curtailment of electrical generation plants. Yosemite's historic redwood forest is currently threatened with what are now customary California summer conflagrations. The destructive, dirty forest fires reflect a deliberate state policy of not gleaning the forests of dead wood, but rather letting the flammable debris serve as natural fodder for bugs and birds. They have not built a major reservoir in nearly 40 years. A year or so ago, they had record rain, and it all ran off into the sea. They've lost millions of acre feet of runoff and snowmelt, which simply goes into the ocean. Releasing that vital water apparently enhances the 19th century riparian landscape and discourages its own agribusiness. And amid the anti-Florida ad campaign, the governor is vacationing in the upscale digs of his Montana in-laws, escorted by his ample state-paid security detail. Which is odd, given that his Newsom's California labels Montana a homophobic hellhole. And will not even reimburse state employees who dare to convention there. But hypocrisy and elite virtue signaling, this is the trademark of the California politician, and it illustrates how little effective elected officials care for the victims of their little ideological agenda. He bragged about his tough California mask mandate, but it didn't lower COVID-19 deaths per capita in any measurable degree, then did the policies of the red states that he so often trashes. And he violated himself at the French Laundry restaurant and hanged out with an unmasked Magic Johnson. And he's done nothing to remedy a state's soaring gas prices, terrible schools or infrastructure, or spiking crime. But he did virtue signal about giving illegal aliens millions of state dollars in COVID relief. Instead of developing California's very rich gas and oil reserves, Newsom gave the Strat motorist there a one-time fuel gift of $400. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hectors Californians to mask and quarantine, all the better for her to sneak around unmasked at her hairdressers or to jet to the beaches of Tuscany. Former senator and current Chinese government lobbyist Barbara Boxer retired to an estate in Rancho Mirage. Recent Governor Jerry Brown isolated himself on his 2,500 acres in Grass Valley. Idyllic locations far away from the education infrastructure and urban disasters that exploded under their tenures. So it's somewhat Orwellian for Newsom to brag about a free California that supposedly will entice Floridans or Texans. And in truth, over the last decades, hundreds of thousands of Californians and billions of dollars of wealth have fled the now inert California for the far freer Florida and Texas, among other states. By voting with their feet in the bank account, the California expatriate consider these destinations far superior to their home state, safer and cheaper, better managed and freer. So, Newsom resembles a pathetic owner of a once successful but now run-down high-priced ice station without any clients, I guess. You know. And he's jealous right now. He's flailing about and, you know, screaming and yelling at the windmills just like Don Quixote. No matter. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.